Well, hey friends, welcome to day four of my teaching all about personal vision, developing the vision God has for your life. And in a moment, I'm going to jump into that teaching. Today, I'm going to be talking about how faith needs a vision. Faith sees what God sees. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. And how, if you don't actually have a vision, or in effect what the Bible calls hope, you'll never have faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. So we're going to talk about vision in a moment and its power and application in the life of faith. Yeah. Hey, a few quick things. If you are new to my channel, my name's Graham Jones. I'm now British, French, and American. Go figure. But I live here in the United States, in New England. Today I'm in one of my churches in Sturbridge, Massachusetts. And I travel internationally preaching the message of faith and the spirit-filled life. So lots of links below. You can get in touch with me, hear about all the things I am doing. Probably the best way of keeping in touch with me is signing up for my email newsletter. And we have a free gift. We'll give a copy of this book to everybody who signs up for that today. Let me mention, if you're interested in getting a copy of this book, we'll give you a PDF version today. But if you want to, you could order a paperback, a copy on Amazon.com. Again, link below. And lastly, let me say a big thank you to all of the partners and friends of my ministry who support us, who pray for us, who invite us, and who send us. We appreciate you. In the month of February, I'm going to be ministering here in New England, in Mass, Connecticut, New Hampshire. I'm going to be in the UK for, I think, about 8 or 9 days, preaching in Wales, in Liverpool, Manchester, and London. Still have a date open for any of my friends in the UK, if you're interested in that. And lots of great things going on. I'm currently actually writing a book all about being amazed and dazzled by God. I think God wants to amaze us. If you want to see amazing things happen in your life, I think you need to learn to become amazed by an amazing God. You'll hear more about that in the days to come. So let's talk about seeing. You know, I believe what we see in the kingdom of God is a really important thing. Years ago, the Lord said this to me, and I wrote it down in a Bible, I think it was years ago, and somewhere anyway, and never forgot this. He said, Graham, you don't see things as they are. He said, only I see things as they are. He said, you don't see things as they are, you see things as you are. And the Lord challenged me. He said, Graham, I want to teach you to see. And I remember just literally thinking through that, like, out of all the things we do, we send children to school, you know, my wife and I have homeschooled, mainly my wife, but, you know, the things we teach kids in reading, writing, arithmetic, algebra, history, geography, mathematics, finances, we're homeschoolers, many great things, but have we ever had a class on learning to see? And yeah, I want to challenge you, how we see things is really important. I don't know even where I'm going with this, but I've had that verse bouncing around my head for a few days now where Jesus said, Abraham saw my day and rejoiced. It's really interesting. Abraham was an amazing man of faith, and God taught him to see. Why? Because Abraham had hardly nothing to see in the natural. Every morning Abraham would look in the mirror at himself getting out of the shower. Then he'd take a peek at Sarah and he'd like, this whole father of many nations thing is not happening. And yet God would teach him to see. The Lord said, Abraham, look up at the stars. Look at the sand at the seashore. Your natural children will be like the sand. Your heavenly children will be like the stars. And he taught him to see differently. The Bible says, by faith, Abraham dwelt in the land of promise. Even, you know, it wasn't the land of promise yet. It was the land of his enemies. It was a desert. It wasn't the land of promise. And yet it was for Abraham. The Bible says Abraham dwelt there. He sojourned there. He stayed there, but he wasn't looking at it as it was. The Bible says he saw a city whose builder and maker was God. You know, I was in Jerusalem a few weeks ago, and you could say maybe Jerusalem was that city. I think Abraham saw further than the Jerusalem of of Joshua, the Jerusalem of King David, the Jerusalem of Jesus, and even the Jerusalem of 2026. I think he saw the new Jerusalem, a city whose builder and maker was God. And I want to challenge you, it's vital that we see. It's vital that we see as God sees. It's vital that we allow God to show us things. Faith doesn't begin by you believing God can do something. Faith begins by God speaking His word to you. Now, whether that's an audible voice of God, wonderful, but there's no more power in hearing the audible voice of God as in you just reading the Bible. The word of God is the word of God. And when God speaks something to you, Jesus said, "The words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life," in John 6:63. God's word is God says something so you can see something. God says something about you so you can see something about you. When God speaks to you, He doesn't describe you. When God speaks to you, He literally creates you. He forms a new vision of you. And I think so often we have heard a word from God and we've gone, wonderful, well, that's nice. That'll happen in its own time. And frankly, I think we've been lazy with the Word of God and lazy with the promises of God. And I think part of the mission of the Lord on our lives is to allow the Word of God to create that inner vision on the inside of us. God has a word over your life. God has a purpose over your life. But He wants you to see it. He wants you to see what other people don't see. He wants you to see what you in the natural don't see. Eye has not seen, ear isn't heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. But God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit. 2 Corinthians 2:9-10. God wants to show you something. Hallelujah. God wants to show you something. And I believe literally at a granular level in a way, you know, I try to do this every day. God has a vision of how He wants me to live this day. And I have learned, and that can sound a little cheesy and cookie to you in a way, but I think it actually is biblical. I've learned to allow God to literally, it's like He gives me a little trailer. Have you ever seen a movie? Sometimes I'm going to be thinking whether I want to watch a movie with one of my kids or my kids, and we'll say, hey, why don't we pull up the trailer? And we watch a trailer, and the trailer's like the mini movie. You know, it gives you enough of a taster to show you what it will be like. Can I tell you, always watch the trailer. God speaks a word to you, and He wants to give you this 50,000 foot viewpoint of your day and what it means to walk and live with Him. And I think if we simply take the Word of God, but we don't allow the Word of God to produce a vision that we then look at, that we then get excited about. You know, faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by speaking the Word of God. Faith comes by seeing what God sees. You know, God wants to describe you as He sees you in Christ Jesus. Now, you may, like Abraham, look in the mirror and see your faults, your failings, your downside, all of the ways in which you think, perhaps rightly so, you're a failure as a Christian. But when you'll see yourself as God sees you, then you'll begin to act as God sees you. When the Lord came to Gideon and said, Gideon, you are a mighty man of valor because I am with you. But the angel said, the Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor. Gideon had seen himself, rightly so, and acted like a coward. Gideon had seen himself as, I'm a nobody, I'm living in captivity, I'm a slave in effect. The Midianites have captured our village, our town, our nation, and I can't do anything. And then the Lord brought, through the angel, a word to Gideon, and Gideon began to engage with what God had said. God said, I'm a mighty man of valor. Who knew? God said, He's with me. And when you'll see yourself as God sees you, you can begin to do what God says you can do. You may try to stop sinning through your own power, your own strength, and you'll probably have some, you know, minimum success for a while. The problem is you end up playing whack-a-mole with your own sinful nature. You end up living in Romans 7, the thing I don't want to do, I keep doing, and the thing I want to do, I don't do. God, who will deliver me? And, you know, ask God to show you how He sees you. And I'm going to end that today by telling you how God sees you. James, the half-brother of Jesus, spoke about a man who looks into a mirror and goes away and he forgets what he looks like. And then James contrasts that with another man who looks into a mirror and continues therein. Remember John 8:31, if you continue in my word. And James said this man who continues to look in the mirror of God's word and allow God's word to define how he sees him. God already sees you this way, but when you will see you this way, then you will begin to do and live and experience all that God says you are. Selah. Come on, God says you're in Christ. God says you're a new creation. God says all things have passed away and all things have been made new. God says in 2 Peter 1 that you are a partaker of his divine nature and you've escaped the corruption in the world through lusts or evil desires. God said you've been set free from sin and been made a slave of righteousness. God said that you were past accomplished. It's a historical fact, not something you work at. You have been crucified with Christ, and yet you live, not you. Christ lives in you. God said if the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, he'll give resurrection life to your mortal body. When you begin to take God's word, say it, chew it over, think it over, see it, get to the place where you can actually see it, then it will change and transform your life. Selah. Guys, I'm going to be back tomorrow with a Q&A session, and if you have some questions about this, I'd love to jump in and try to answer those. Remember, check out those links below, sign up for our email newsletter, and if you'd like a copy of this book, there's a link, and Amazon will get one to you tomorrow or the next day. Thanks for watching, guys. God bless you.